The views expressed on the following program are designed to amplify those of the speaker and are not necessarily those of KAAM, KNSN, DJRD Broadcasting, Crawford Media Group, or its sponsors.
Hello, everybody!
I've got sunshine on a cloudy day. When it's cold outside, I've got the month of May.
Here's what's coming up on today's experience. It's Dr. Dave's, that's right, Dr. Dave's Devotional Diamonds of the Day, also known as DDDDDs, where my daily devotions become some of our spiritual reflections. Sound effects placed throughout the show which have nothing to do with life, but the Bible teaches there's a time to laugh. The review of the Goofy News, which proves Jesus is coming back sooner than you think. Oh, before the show is over, yes. Life lessons for our faith that we could actually use, probably won't if we sit on our blessed assurance. Humor that will force you to think, why does this guy have a radio show? I have no idea. Also, Bible trivia for fake and yet somehow real cool prizes, your phone calls, and more. Welcome to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. My name is Dr. David Spoon, and I will be your host for the next 5,400,000 milliseconds. Get ready for one of the more bizarre experiences on live radio. Here is the key to the show. We don't know what we're doing. We have no idea what's going to happen. And we don't care. But for the next few minutes, I want to talk love with you. So here we go. We're asking questions about living life as a Christian. We're sticking with the theme. We're not jumping off it. We're going to stay true to it for quite some time. We're asking this question. Are we expecting more in 2024? Yes or no? If you're just expecting more blah, I will remind you that the Bible says very specifically in the teachings of Jesus, according to your faith, so be it. He doesn't say according to your good faith. He just says according to your faith. Are we expecting more in 2024? Interesting. If you have an opinion, a comment, a thought, or a question, please don't let it die of loneliness. Just reach out and give us a call, 972-445-0770. That's 972-445-0770. Now, when you call 972-445-0770, you'll end up talking to Jammin' Jacob. Talking to Jammin' Jacob is like spending time relaxing and chillaxing.
Aww.
So nice.
Thank you, David. Happy Thursday.
Happy Thursday to you, my friend. How are you doing? How are you feeling today?
I'm doing well.
Good. Good. You're doing a
getting
phenomenal
close to the
job.
Weekend.
Yeah, I know. Yep. I know. Isn't that cool? It's kind of getting close. Don't we have something coming up like on Sunday or Monday?
Yes.
Some kind of football game or something?
Yes, we have a big football game Sunday.
It is Sunday. Okay.
Yep.
And they keep trying to change it on me. Somebody said it was Monday. I said, I think it's Super Bowl Sunday.
Yeah, it's always on a Sunday, but on a Monday is for college football, the national championship. For some reason, they always have it on Mondays, which, yeah. I've always thought it was weird.
But. Yeah, we won't comment to that right now outside of the fact that Michigan won. Anyhow, right. We'll just move straight on from there. Here's the bottom line, folks. If you want to reach out to us, let me tell you how to do that. You make that call. That's right. It's a phone, but it won't hurt you. You can also text us 214-210-8483. That's 214-210-8483. Non-pro voice coming now.
214-210-8483.
That's a way that you can text us. Additionally, you can send an email, david@hemustincrease.org. David, D-A-V-I-D, at the A with the goofy thing. He must increase. From John 3:30, he must increase, I must decrease. .org, because we're a nonprofit corporation. Keeping it that simple. We do want everybody to be praying for people in the radio audience. You know, we're going to bring back in sometime in this month and next month, start talking about praying for our buddies. That means that when you're listening to people on the radio show and there's people you don't know, and that's like totally cool. There's no problem with that. Still your brother, still your sister. You're going to get to know them. You're going to spend eternity with them. But what we're looking for is people to pick upon one person that they can pray for over a small period of time, maybe throughout the month, just every once in a while, lifting up in prayer. You've heard their voice on the radio. It kind of expands your ability to intercede, to pray, to be caring about and loving people. Plus, it's a blessing for them. Plus, because you're going to be a blessing for them, the Lord will bless you for that. Is that all financial? No. But it is proper before the Lord, right? So if you've got something going on, you can call us at the 972-445-0770 number. You can text us, 214-210-8483. You can send us an email, david@hemustincrease.org. Just listen for people. You'll know. The Lord will put it on your heart. Just be ready to respond to whatever the Lord puts on your heart. In the meantime, I just want to make sure that people are aware of it. I've already mentioned to you, my knee is doing tons better. I actually worked out yesterday for the first time in a while, so I'm very happy about that. Did very well. And then in addition, please be praying for my wife, who's now entering. She's off today, and she's getting ready to enter her next little soirée, or whatever that's called, of 12-hour shifts all the way through Valentine's Day. So she's going to need some prayer. Hello. David's going to need some prayer. Hello, hello. We'll just leave that there. Don't forget, we're going to do some Bible trivia. We're going to do some history. We got a lot of stuff to cover, and I do want to encourage you to give, and we'll get to that later, because we do really good on giving, and then it goes up and down and up and down. And that's my challenge more than probably most of you guys. I just like to see it. I'm not consistent, but I don't like the lower dips. Who does in their bills? Oh, look, we're down to this. So we'll get to that later on. But in the meantime, we're in the Word of God, because faith comes by hearing and hearing by the Word of Christ. That's Romans chapter 10, verse 17. Let's make sure we understand where we're at. 2 Corinthians chapter 13 and verse 1. And it's very fascinating. There's a very human element. And what people miss is that God, when he wrote the Word, he did it in partnership with mankind. God didn't erase a person's touch or personality, but his message came through. So this is why people that they freak out on translations, they're clueless. Because in Deuteronomy, it's very clear that Moses, when he went to do the second Ten Commandments, God said, "You chip into the stone and make it, and I'll write on it." That was the partnership of God writing the Word of God to the people of God. That's what's been going on all along. And so you get to see certain human elements that are involved. And we'll see some of that right now. 2 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 1. "This is the third time I'm coming to you. Every matter must be established by the testimony of two or three witnesses. I already warned you the second time I was with you. So now in my absence, I warn those who sinned earlier and everybody else. If I return, I will not spare anyone, since you are demanding proof that Christ is speaking through me. He's not weak in dealing with you, but is powerful among you." Wow. In 2 Corinthians 13, 1, Paul points out that he's brought up this issue multiple times to the church of Corinth. So I just want to point this out to you, that you are not the only Christian who needs to be told something multiple times. It should make you feel a little good that you know what, sometimes I need to hear it a couple more times. Only in this case, Paul's kind of irritated. Yes, he is. He quotes Deuteronomy 19:15, which states that every matter must be established by the testimony of two or three witnesses. His application to this is fascinating because he's using it in this way. He's saying to the church at Corinth, "I taught to you once about this. I taught to you twice about this. That's the two witnesses. Now I'm coming again to talk to you again, and it ain't going to be fun." So here Paul is almost at his harshest, just about right there, when he says in verse 2, "I have already warned you the second time." I've already warned you before. So now I'm going to have to deal with every one of those who have sinned directly. And that's what he's talking about. He says, I don't want you to be fooled. Everybody who's involved in these forms of sin, you're going to get called out. And it's worth noting, and I just want to say this, it's superbly important, that nobody, no Christian, does anything, no person does anything, says anything, thinks anything, in any capacity that escapes God's notice, ever. There is nothing you have ever said, done, thought that God does not know. Now, what's powerful about that is true on the positive side. God always knows when you're trying to do it right. We mentioned this yesterday. It's worth noting. God always is in touch with what you're trying to accomplish right before him. He knows. He knows the effort. He knows your heart. He's with you in that. But he also knows the bad. The things that you don't tell anybody, including your spouse or anybody else, and that you think nobody knows, God knows, and it's, in fact, recorded. There's nothing that escapes God's notice. There's nothing that takes place that he does not know ever in your life, good or bad. And your attitude is a part of that, good or bad. And you trying to do righteous is something he knows. And you doing stuff that's not righteous, he knows. And quite frankly, so do you. But then he goes on to say this. This is the part where you want to go, uh-oh. The apostle says, listen, he goes, since you are demanding that Christ is, you know, my proof that Christ is speaking through me, I tell you now, he's not weak in dealing with you, but powerful. Let's understand something. This is really an important point for us to understand. It's super duper important. Jesus loves us. Oh, he loves us. Nothing's going to separate us. He loves us. He loves us so much, he won't let us get away with the things that we think we should be able to get away with. He will never let you get away with stuff because you're so special in this other way. That is so ridiculous. He will never allow that. He will never allow you to entertain and stay in the framework of unrighteousness, no matter how good of a servant you are. I just want to point this out and bring it back to Job. Job's sin, you go through all of it, and there's a lot of not argument, but a lot of positions. You know, Job was full of pride. He did this. That's fine. But in Job 32, it specifically defines his sin. He justified himself rather than justifying God. The sin of Job was that he looked upon himself and said, I'm not so bad, instead of saying God is perfect. He goes, I'm not that bad. It's kind of a reverse keeping up with the Joneses mentality. And so Jesus loves us so much, he won't let us get away with that. That's not how that's going to work. See, too many Christians think that because they're following the Lord, they should get a pass on some other things that they're doing contrary to Jesus. Guess who disagrees with that? Jesus. This is the thing. And so if the Lord calls us out or he challenges us, and I get challenged, I'm not going to tell you I get challenged every day, but I get challenged every day. If he calls you out on something, look, you're not going to get away from, there's nothing wrong with petitioning and saying, well, now don't chase him in your hot displeasure. That's what David said. Don't be mad at me about it. You know, just help me work through it. Help me do a better job. Don't take the attitude of defending yourself before the Lord. It's one thing to defend your faith to somebody else. Don't defend yourself before the Lord. Before the Lord, the Holy Spirit lives inside you. You know he knows everything, right? So instead of trying to defend it, what we need to be is a people that, you know, and I've said this often, eat the pie often. What pie is that, Dave? Humble pie. If the Lord challenges you and he brings something to your attention and you know you're doing it wrong, don't be defiant. Don't be self-justifying. Be the person that goes, Lord, I need help. I'm never going to get through this without your help, Lord. I need you to help me do this. I keep doing this over and over. I keep thinking this over and over. I keep having this same rotation over and over again. And I keep running into the wall. Lord, I need your help. Now, the power of God is sufficient to help you get through, but there might be a greater need for you to find deeper dependence in your struggle, a deeper dependence and trust that you're in a partnership with God. So Paul's like going, look, you know, I'm going to come. I'm going to see you. It ain't going to be pretty. I think that's very nice of him to say, the next time I see you, it ain't going to be smooth. It's like, whoa. Right? And don't you think some of those people at that church were probably going, uh-oh. This is the Lord challenging all of us. See, we are in this very simple process. Salvation. I pray this every day, by the way, in case you're wondering. Wrote one of my master theses on this very thing. Salvation is past, present, and future. Now, you've heard me say it, but what we do is we escape into the past and the future, and we forget about the present. It's past. Your sins are redeemed. They have been purchased. You have been redeemed. They have been wiped out. It is done. And when the trumpet blows for us individually or corporately, there will be no more anything, as we will be fully in the presence of God continually, and that will be the end of that. But there is the in-between time, right? So between the bondage of Egypt and the promised land, there's the wilderness. So in your life, between the bondage, which God had to save you from, and the promised land, which will be heavenly, you're in the wilderness, and that's the sanctification process where he makes you look like Jesus. And everything you do is supposed to mirror Jesus, and when we don't, he challenges us on that. That's because he's pronounced you to be righteous like Jesus, and now he's making you look that way. Instead of arguing, just say, Lord, I really just need your help in this. I know that some people, when they read the Word of God, they get all discouraged. I'm not kidding. I think the enemy is really brilliant in this. They get discouraged. They think, I'm so far away from that. Instead of taking that attitude, which then leads to this sense of discouragement, take the attitude of, wow, look what's in here. I need to do this. Can you please help me, partner with me, and help me accomplish this? Because I can't do it without you, because apart from you, I can't do anything. Wow. That's what you do when you come across the Word and go, man, I'm not doing that. Just be honest. Eat the humble pie, bring it before the Lord, and let him work with you. That's the ticket, okay? All right, take a deep breath. Okay. And answer this trivia question, if you can. Who were the two dreams interpreted by Joseph? Who were the people? Was it the janitor and the head guard, the soldier and the janitor, or the cupbearer and the baker? So who were the two people that Joseph interpreted the dreams for? Was it the janitor and the head guard, the soldier and the janitor, or the cupbearer and the baker? Your answer is in Genesis chapter 40, verse 5. Genesis chapter 40, verse 5. If you think you know the answer, by the way, 972-445-0770. That's 972-445-0770. You can also text in 214-210-8483. That's 214-210-8483. Or you can send an email, david@hemustincrease.org. I'm going to send you up to the website. Lots of cool stuff on the website. Really, really cool stuff. I will point this out. Nothing's up there yet. But I want to give props to Roslyn, who reached out to the band Petra, and we might be having Petra do an interview in March. We're seeing how that's going to go. Just want to thank Roslyn for that. She's a wonderful booking agent. She just doesn't know it yet. And then the bottom line is, on the website, it's a place to give, and we think that's important. And the giving is important. When you give through our system, by the way, because we're a nonprofit, they don't take any money out on your end, and they take very little out on our end because we're a nonprofit. So you can always feel safe giving that way. If you don't want to do that and you want to do a check or some other way, that's fine too. Anything that makes you comfy, that's totally cool. Here's our scripture, Proverbs 3:9, honor the Lord with your wealth and with the first fruits of all your produce. You want to give God the best and the first, not the last. Check it all out on the website, hemustincrease.org.
Prayer request?
HeMustIncrease.org.
Praise report?
HeMustIncrease.org.
Looking to give to this ministry?
HeMustIncrease.org.
Confused by what's happening right now?
HeMustIncrease.org.
HeMustIncrease.org.
Can't touch this. Can't touch this.
I could do that sound for everyone. I just think it's so good. That's right. That's how I think about it. Back to the trivia question. Who were the two dreams, the people that Joseph interpreted their dreams for? Was it the janitor and the head of the guard? Was it the soldier and the janitor, the cupbearer and the baker? Let's give a shout out to Ken, who gave a little rhyme in his answer. Very funny. Thank you. If you think you know the answer, 972 445-0770. You can also text in 214-210-8483. Additionally, you can send an email, david@hemustincrease.org. Okay, that is the question. That is the way to get in touch with us. Back to the Word of God we go. I love when we jump into the Word, just so you can know. This is my fun time. Okay, here we go. Back to the Word of God. Listen to this. This is so... Okay, verse 4 of 2 Corinthians 13. So you just went through what some people write in commentaries. It's like one of the toughest, you know, portions in Scripture, because Paul's like, look, you know, I've been there twice. I'm coming back a third time. I'm really not happy with what's going on. Okay, and I'm not going to spare anybody. So then he uses Jesus as this illustration, which is so powerful, and it's important to grasp kind of where I'm going to share with you. So I'd like you to follow the bouncing ball a little bit. In verse 4, he says, "For Jesus was indeed crucified in weakness, yet he lives by God's power. And though we are weak in him, yet by God's power we still live with him to serve you." So what Paul is doing is he's talking about weakness and strength. And he's like, you guys think I'm weak. When I get there, it ain't going to be that way. You're going to find out you're kind of misjudging or misevaluating this whole thing. But the point that's being made is Jesus was crucified in weakness. In other words, in the human flesh, he was crucified as a man. But after the crucifixion, he ascended to where? The greatest authority and power of all. All authority in heaven and on earth has been given unto me. So while he was crucified in the flesh, in the weakness part of it, he was then resurrected in this phenomenal, incredible, unattainable power that he alone holds. After that, he ascends his greatest power and authority of all. Then Paul makes the comparison. While the servants of God are weak in and of themselves, referring to himself, in God himself, there's plenty of power. And he's got no problem telling them, making that comparison, that look, when you die to yourself, you know, the main point, and I think a lot of people miss the main point, is least anybody misses it, is the power we have from God is designed not to cut people down, but in fact to serve people and to help people. And we come into that power greater when we come out of ourselves greater. And when we are crucified to ourselves, we end up walking in the resurrection that's closer to Jesus, which is kind of what we all want to be doing, because we want to be walking in the power of the resurrection of Christ. The premise he's saying is, look, I know you think I'm weak, but I'm telling you now, I'm weak in the flesh, but in the Lord, I'm going to come there and I'm going to set the record straight. I'm going to make sure you know what's going on. This is very, very powerful. This is you can't escape this. I know some churches don't like to, you know, preach about sin or whatever. This is Paul saying, you're sinning. I'm sick of it. When I get there, I'm going to deal with it. I think that's like, you get a little bit of the fear of God and you're thinking, oh, right? And so should it. That's how it should be. And so what he's saying is, look, I'm going to get there. I'm going to call you out. I'm going to challenge you. And this is the premise. The premise is not God is mad at you because you're trying to work in partnership with him and do a better job in that reflection of Christ. The problem is that when we're in denial or self-justification and we're not willing to look at the problem, some of us, myself included, have to fight on a regular basis when it comes to money and things of that nature, like my doubt part of me and my fear part of me that I have to push away and say, stop doing this. Stop worrying about 5 weeks from today. Well, there might not even be 5 weeks from today. I have to do that thing just like everybody else does, just like you have to do. But instead of sitting there and saying, I don't do that, I'm telling you right now, there, I do that. And then I come to the Lord every day and I ask him, forgive me for operating in that sense of fear and that sense of doubt. I don't want to be doing that. I want to walk on top. I want to have that faith, walk in that faith. And when I fail and sink, please forgive me. Please help me. Please be close enough to me to pick me up. Because when I don't focus my eyes on Jesus and I look at my circumstance, I fall into it just like everybody else. So the goal here is for us to say, okay, here I am, Lord. Help me be where you want me to be. And not to let the devil heap guilt on you. Remember, the devil's the accuser of the brethren. He accuses your brothers and sisters, and he accuses you to you. It's like, don't listen to that. The Lord knows where your heart's at. Be honest, be earnest. Speak to him from the depth of your heart. He hears you, okay? All right, in regards to the trivia question, there were two people that had their dreams interpreted by Joseph in the prison. Was it the janitor and the head of the guard? Was it the soldier and the janitor, or the cupbearer and the baker? And the answer is cupbearer and baker, and according to Ken, and a candlestick maker. There you go. If you're in San Diego, or if you're in Denver, or if you're in Detroit, go to HeMustIncrease.org, click on the Listen Live button, hang out with us. It'll be fun. If you're in Dallas listening to KAAM, just sit still. Don't go nowhere. We'll take a short break, then come back.
Since the dawn of the Internet, people have been looking for a website they can be proud of without costing an arm or a leg. People want a quality website to promote their ministry, business, hobby, or passion. Introducing Cowpunch Sites. Cowpunch Sites can help you create and maintain a quality website. From design to security, Cowpunch does it all. Cowpunch is a family-owned and operated business, taking a fresh approach to business. Lots of clients at lower prices. Make mom happy.
The most significant benefit of working with Cowpunch Sites is that you work with real people, not cheesy templates. No outsourcing. It's $57 a month, and there's no setup fee and no cancellation fees. When you go to cowpunchsites.com/dad. That's cowpunchsites.com/dad. That's me. Oh, did I mention that it's $57 a month? Cowpunch Sites, $57 a month, and that's no bull.
Dave, this is a nice radio station.
Oops, sorry. That's Cowpunch Sites, $57 a month, and that's no baloney. There, that's better. Cowpunchsites.com/dad.
You may be from a Baptist background, a Pentecostal background, a non-denominational background. David Spoon has that too. You may be from the Church of Christ, Presbyterian, Methodist, Church of God, or some other denomination. But if you're looking for a show that's Bible-based, Spirit-led, and a bit nutty, then give David a listen for a while. If you like it, great. If not, no worries. The David Spoon Experience.
Only takes a minute. We're just joining our faith really together, believing that God's graciousness is here for this. Father, we come before you and we ask you in the name of Jesus, with help from the Holy Spirit, that you would touch in our audience those people who are physically hurting. There are some where their pain is really intense on a regular basis. It's just very, very draining. And we ask that you would give them strength, and you would renew them, and you would empower them, but most of all, that you would heal them, and you would touch their physical bodies. And even if it can only be for a short period, by your determination, we ask that that would come for them, and they would get that relief. And for those that are just drawing closer to you, that there would be some great sense of comfort, some great sense of wisdom and trust. But heal those who are hurting, from the smallest item to the deepest and most serious element. Nothing escapes your notice. So minister to those people by your grace and by your mercy, we pray. In Jesus' name, amen.
The David Spoon Experience.